must be some kind of way out of here. Welcome back to Mac Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to the Apple and Google stores and download it, or sit in a chair and just say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And you say, Alexa, play Devil Radio. You can carry Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go, favorite shows. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. It'll give you some ideas on how you can support the station. Remember, there are 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, calling our elections into question, spreading the big lie, attacking our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw are the strongest, clearest voices standing up for our elections, standing up for our democracy. Well, the sheriff of Racine County, Christopher Schmaling, has disgraced himself again now that the Racine County district attorney has said, no, she's not going to prosecute the five state election commissioners, five of the six, who permitted, lawfully permitted, ballots to be mailed into old age homes in Racine County because COVID restrictions prevented them from being delivered personally. And our post office has a lot of integrity, and they delivered them. Schmaling, who's a Trump supporter, said that that was a felony. He said this while he was in uniform. That was a felony. They should be prosecuted. Why only five of the six? Because all six of them voted to permit this. All six did. Because the six is a guy named Bob Spindell. And after he did it, he was one of the fake Trump electors. And Schmaling liked that. He liked that, even though the fake Trump electors are under investigation by the January 6th Commission. So he said, well, we'll spare Spindell because he converted. And he came correct with some respect for Trump. Why is a guy in uniform being permitted to say this? What's sad is, with the Trump base, he scared the DA down in Racine, and she said, well, I won't go after him, but basically scold them, say, you know, I wish I could, but I don't have jurisdiction. Chickened out is what she did. Instead of saying, Sheriff, do your job and keep quiet. And don't shoot your mouth off about politics when you're in uniform. Well, now what he's done, Christopher Schmaling, the Racine sheriff, is saying that he is going to refer these for prosecution to the counties in which the commissioners live. Well, here's the breakdown. The Democrats, the three Democrats on there, there's three Democrats, three Republicans, two of them live in Milwaukee County. Well, good luck there, Schmaling. They ain't getting prosecuted in Milwaukee County. One of them lives in Sheboygan. I don't know the DA in Sheboygan. I assume he's a fine person, and they ain't getting prosecuted up there either. But the very funny part about this is two of the three Republicans that Schmaling wants prosecuted, one lives in Green Lake County and one in St. Croix County, and these are Republican counties. The irony would be that somehow a Republican DA would go along and do it to their own people. You know, I doubt that they will. No Republican or Democratic DA is going to let some sheriff in some county say, well, let's go after the government because they decided to mail ballots to old folks when they couldn't be delivered in person, which is what the regulation asked for. And the regulation, by the way, didn't say that they had to be delivered in person. They said you have to make two attempts. And when you can't make two attempts, well, then go ahead and mail them. Well, COVID prevented them from going in at all. That was a daily edict. You saw plenty of videos back then of wives going up to the window of the old age home or the memory unit and trying to kiss their husbands through the glass because they couldn't go in, or husbands to their wives. Grandkids holding up newborns for their grandparents in there. You couldn't go in. You couldn't go in back in before vaccine. I'll tell you, it's wrong for a law enforcement in uniform. That's authoritarian. It's something you see in Russia. To say that the civilian authorities in the state, and this was tested in the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld it, and the U.S. Supreme Court dismissed it. Does Schmeling think that some of the judges on the Wisconsin Supreme Court should be prosecuted? How about the U.S. Supreme Court? How about our present governor, our present attorney general? Privates and corporals don't get to put on their uniform and say generals should be court-martialed. The private and corporal who does that should be court-martialed himself. Now, the Racine DA, there is not a provision, as far as I know, that permits the governor to remove him like he can remove a DA, but he can be recalled. The problem is you have the Trump base. You have the Trump base that's enough people in a lot of these counties to stop a recall. Is there a sense of pride anymore in Racine? Do people care that you have a sheriff in uniform who's advocating the criminal prosecution of a superior power in the state, which is a civilian power? The police do not control government in Wisconsin or in the United States. Neither does the army. Civilians do. Two things should happen to the sheriff. One is, when he accuses somebody of being a felon, that's defamatory. He should be sued for defamation, personally, for damages. And secondly, a judge should enjoin him, that have to be an action, of course, from making political statements like that while he's in uniform. While he's in uniform. As a private clown, he can do whatever he wants as long as it's not defamatory. But, you know, so far the reaction, the only exception to this is one of the commissioners, the Democratic chair, has been magnificent in saying that this is grotesque. But most of the others, Evers, Call, and the rest of them, are sort of lowballing this. The correct thing is, we're not going to have law enforcement in uniform attacking the civilian authorities in the state. That's up to judges to decide. That's up to judges to decide. And the fact that Schmeling loves Trump and he's for Trump and wants to exonerate Bob Spindell from this crazy thing, because Bob Spindell converted and went pro-Trump and was a fake elector. Now, this isn't Russia. Not going to put up with this. We don't want to put up with this. This is not Wisconsin. This is not what our state is all about. So I want to see a lot more direct discussion with this Racine DA saying, shut up. If you say something when you're in civilian clothes on your own time, you have a First Amendment right to do that. But you do not have a right to pretend to give the authority of your office in law enforcement to attack civilian authorities who are superior to you. I'll tell you what, privates and corporals do not put on their uniforms and say that generals and admirals should be prosecuted. Simple as that. Okay, well, I'll tell you, there's a, we are not without staying in the Democratic Party. We have our extremists in San Francisco. There was a recall election Tuesday, and three members of the school board in Sky Blue San Francisco were recalled with more than 70% of the vote. They went as far left as you can get. They spent a lot of their time renaming more than 40 schools. They got rid of a school named after Abraham Lincoln. Got rid of a school named after Paul Revere. Got rid of a school named after George Washington. Got rid of a school named after Dianne Feinstein. Now, these left-wing clowns, this is the identity politics cult of the Islamo left, want to eliminate any European named reference to anything in this country and substitute it. Now what? Good luck going to the Middle East, Asia, and Africa and finding somebody who isn't a murderer and a thief. Abraham Lincoln, above all, is blameless. He gave his life. He was assassinated. He never owned a slave. He's anti-slavery. He's the one. They finally rammed through the 13th Amendment, and then the 14th and 15th after he died, in his memory. Paul Revere, let me tell you something. What's wrong with Paul Revere? The British are coming. The British are coming. One if by land, two if by sea. Listen, my children, and you shall hear the midnight ride of Paul Revere. That's the most history some people know. It's the most history some people know. And they want to get rid of Paul Revere and Lincoln. How about George Washington? George Washington founded this country. If he had not won the Revolutionary War, we'd be like Canada or worse. In Washington, D.C., the Common Council has a resolution talking about tearing down the Washington Monument or, quote, putting it in context. I'm tired of this. You're not getting rid of European names and then sticking in Middle Eastern, Asian, or African names, pulling them right out of thin air. Not a one deserves to be on anything. Many of them thieves and murderers. We are going to preserve our culture. But that's what happened in San Francisco. And 70% of the people out there said, no, we're not putting up with this. We are not putting up with this. And they couched it in other terms, of course, like, well, they should have spent more time getting kids back in school and all that. Yes, they should have. But let me tell you something. When anybody associated with the Democratic Party takes Abraham Lincoln's name off a school, that's a dagger in our party. That's a dagger in our party. And when this is presented or permitted to be presented as emblematic of the Democratic Party, it's not, but that's how it's presented. These people never should have been elected in the first place. And there's plenty of voters out there who are far to the left of most people, and they got rid of these people with more than 70% of the vote. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.